Willie!
Hello.
Rolita, Tasha.
Hello, Mr. Fats.
You two have story to tell today?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Well, what's today's story, Willie?
Well, as everyone knows, the month of August is thoroughbred racing in Saratoga Springs, the oldest track in the country.
A lovely track.
Do you ever go to the track?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, then you know, Lo, one of the most famous races that ever occurred in the history of racing was run on that track on a rainy Saturday afternoon.
When was that?
It was August 16th, 1930, was the famous Travers Stakes.
Travers Stakes?
Yeah, there was William Woodward's three-year-old champion, Gallant Fox.
Gallant Fox.
That's right, who won the Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes.
Triple Crown.
Oh, that's right. You know a lot about racing, don't you? The Triple Crown, that's right. Well, Gallant Fox was the second largest moneymaker in the history of the American turf.
American Turf,
yes, that's right. And there was, Harry Payne Whitney's Which One was the king of the two-year-old, and he had beaten Gallant Fox in the 1929 Futurity. And then there was Willie Sharp Kilmer's Son Falcon and Chaffee Earl's Jim Dandy.
Jim Dandy?
Yeah, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy had barely earned $100 for the entire year. Yeah. He had been shipped in from California, where it rarely rained, and the Saratoga track was solid mud, so the odds for Jim Dandy rose 100-1.
100-1?
Yeah. And the horses lined up at the gate, and
they're off! And as they gallop past the clubhouse turn, it's Gallant Fox and Which One? Which One's moving to the front?
Which One?
But Gallant Fox is moving up.
Gallant Fox!
At the furlong pole, Gallant Fox is even again.
Gallant Fox!
The quarter, it's Gallant Fox ahead by a neck.
Which One?
Gallant Fox is taking command.
Gallant Fox!
Don't forget the king of the two-year-olds.
Which One
is moving up? He's moving up. Which One is ahead by a nose?
A nose?
Yes, he's ahead by a head.
He's ahead by a nose.
Which One? It's Gallant Fox and Which One? Gallant Fox and Which One? Gallant Fox, wait a minute. Slipping on the inside corner, so splattered with mud you can't tell who it is.
Which One?
Which One? No, it's Jim Dandy.
Ooh.
Jim Dandy.
Oh.
Yes, but no, surely this must be a false alarm. This California colt cannot outrun the greatest colt of the year.
Surely
he can't keep this pace for long.
Oh.
No, but Which One seems slow. He's in distress.
Which One?
Jim Dandy's taking the lead.
Gallant
Headed
Fox.
Into the stretch. It's Jim Dandy ahead by two lengths. Ahead by three lengths. Jim Dandy ahead by three lengths. Jim Dandy moving up at the wire. Jim Dandy by six lengths. It's the greatest upset in the history of the American turf.
Oh, stupido lento.
You only dream the thing that happened here this afternoon, wrote the great American writer Damon Runyon. Out of the clouds dropped 100-1 shot to beat the two greatest racehorses on the American continent.
Which One?